Joyful Blessings. This is Kaylin Castile with a look at week three of the February 2015 Celestial Timings. And we ended actually with February 15 for week two, and that in some ways could be considered starting week three with the Moon and Pluto being together. And then on February 16, the Moon is actually moving into Aquarius and will catch up to Mercury and may be visible in the morning sky very close. On the morning of the 16th, it's above Mercury, and the morning of the 17th, it's kind of beside Mercury. It looks more, although the exact conjunction is happening on the 16th at 8:59 p.m. Pacific time. So, if you're up in the morning and you have a low horizon, you may be able to see that tiny crescent moon, the waning crescent moon, as it's getting ready to move towards full with Mercury. And this amplifies these mysteries, Mercury having just stationed direct and in Aquarius. And so the overarching cycle of Mercury for the next 120 days is the Aquarius theme. It has to do with the ways that we think, revolutionizing the ways we think, because Aquarius is the cosmic revolutionary, and it's also connected to a cosmic perspective or a bigger picture point of view. And so the creative expression, the way that the mind works when it's operating in Aquarius, is to think of things that maybe have never been thought of before, to be innovative and creative and on the cutting edge of new ideas, avant-garde, and the revolutionary, to sort of lead the way into those things. So that's what we have activated. And Mercury, anytime is in the morning star time, is it's the purest expression of that archetype that has just been birthed up from the underworld. Venus or Mercury has just emerged into the evening sky. And not a great visual for those in northern latitudes. If you're in the southern hemisphere, it'll be much easier to see, or further south you are, much easier to see. But definitely, if you get a chance, worth seeing, or check out the star map for how the moon will be with Mercury on the 16th and 17th of February. So on the 18th of February, we're going to have that new moon, a second Aquarius new moon. We had the first one in January. That was at 0 degrees Aquarius. This one's at 29 degrees, 59 minutes, or 60 minutes in a degree, and 54 seconds. So it is barely in Aquarius. It's almost Pisces. But it is the most comprehensive expression of Aquarius possible, to be at this very last minutes and seconds, actually, of Aquarius before moving into Pisces. And this is the beginning of the Chinese New Year, the year of the green goat, or sheep, as some would say. Wood is the element that's connected to this new year. And it's always in an Aquarius new moon that we have the Chinese New Year. They have had different ways of calculating their New Year calendar, but some time ago they started using the Aquarius new moon as the way of determining their New Year. So I have a table that says basically if you were born in certain years, if this is your year of the goat or year of the sheep, and interesting that it was originally the connection to Jupiter, the year star, that these years were. There's 12 different expressions. There's, of course, I've had the year of the horse, and we've had the year of the dragon, and the year of the there's the year of the rat and the monkey and the rabbit. I think there's the dog. the ox. So there's all these different, they repeat every 12 years, which is connected to the Jupiter cycle. So the Chinese had a way of connecting this to the Jupiter cycle that has now shifted slightly because they started incorporating it into the new moon time. So it's not done in the same way that it used to be done. But anyway, their new year is shifting constantly. So last year, I think it was in January. This year, it's in February. But it has to do with the Aquarius new moon when we have the Chinese new year. And so this is also the second of six perigee moons, three perigee new moons. The first one was in January. This one is the closest perigee new moon of the year, just 8 hours. The perigee, meaning that the moon is closest to the earth. And so when the moon is closest to the earth, it impacts the tides. And when we have a new moon or a full moon, that impacts the tides. So when you have the moon also closest to the earth at a new moon or a full moon, it means that the tides are bigger than normal and also can affect weather patterns. And so weather patterns can be bigger than normal, you know, bigger things happening with that. And in fact, in January, there was some weather patterns that were pretty active after the perigee new moon. So we have this perigee new moon happening. It can impact the tides. These are sometimes called super moons. We actually had been using that term in shamanic astrology for years to describe an eclipse time, but for some reason astronomers have adopted this term supermoon to describe the perigee new moon or perigee full moon. So just know that the moon is closest to the earth at this new moon, not visible, of course, it's with the sun, but it is impacting the earth and creating that pull on the tectonic plates and activation on the earth. And that is one thing that the moon is known for, as it does affect our tides and it does affect how things are in terms of its monthly cycle. So this new moon will be maximum intensity in terms of the effect because the moon is so close. And again, it is in an Aquarius new moon, so we can expect unexpected things might be happening. New insights, new things that may come through, a great time to receive a download. And the new moon will be exact at 3:47 p.m. on the 18th, and then moves into Pisces at 3:48 p.m. within a minute. Probably maybe even within less than a minute that the moon is moving into Pisces. So it's really also a Pisces new moon, feeling that it's incorporating the Pisces energy into this new moon time. And the sun is entering Pisces at 3:50 p.m. So there's this moon, 3:48 p.m., 2 minutes later, the sun, and the just increasing the power and strength of this new moon window, bringing in that Pisces element as well. So this is meaning that the sun now burns the fuel of passion, compassion, imagination, bringing the dreaming energy back in, and this will be where the sun travels until the spring equinox on March 20th. On the 19th of February, the moon will be with Neptune and Chiron. Neptune at 2:49 a.m. and then Chiron by 5:24 p.m. So this is going to amplify the this new moon energy as well, because we're still in the new moon window. And the intention of the moon with Neptune is to increase our ability to know what we know from a place of inner knowing. And with Chiron is to transform the wounds of uncertainty that we may not know, you know, we may not trust what it is that we know. We could also say this might be a really powerful time for dreaming, lucid dreaming, could be happening at this time, especially if we're setting an intent. Setting an intent for having messages, dreamtime messages that happen for us in the night. This is a great shamanic practice as to work with our dreams and have intentions that our dreams help answer our questions and help give us guidance. So this would be a great time to be remembering to do that. And then also on the 19th of February, Mars is going to enter Aries and will be traveling through Aries until March 31st. Venus will be following shortly behind on the next day, also entering Aries, and Venus and Mars are going to come together in the first degree of Aries on the 21st of February. So if we think about Aries, this is a time of rapid growth. We could think of the season of Aries. It has to do with spring in the northern hemisphere, and it's a time of rapid growth and fast moving action, getting things done, decisive action. This lineup of Venus and Mars and Aries, and the Moon actually enters Aries right behind Venus. Venus goes into Aries at 12:06 p.m. and then the Moon goes into Aries at 3:13 p.m. on February 20th. Then we'll catch up. The Moon will catch up to Venus at 3:30 p.m. and this will be the third gate, the gate of personal power that I've already mentioned in the other recordings for February. So we'll have Moon, Venus, and Mars really close together. Their exact conjunction actually is happening on the 21st, where they'll be within a half a degree of each other, but they're super close on February 20th, and you can see that in the star map that I've posted in the written timings. Very worth checking out, especially if you can't see them in the evening sky, that small crescent moon with Mars and Venus. Venus is outshining Mars by several hundred times, much brighter magnitude than Mars, but will still be very stunning to see. And it's interesting that she is reclaiming her personal power as she's also in sacred union with the masculine. This really feels like a symbol of the sacred union of Venus and Mars coming together, the sacred feminine, the sacred masculine, the sacred feminine reclaiming at this third gate her personal power, which is something that was very much stripped from her in the patriarchal culture. Actually, a lot of power was stripped from the masculine as well. So it's not just that it was the feminine, but it has been seen more so for the feminine principle, and now she's able to reclaim her power while she's also engaged in a sacred union with Mars. This is incredibly powerful. One of the things we'll be doing on February 19th is a class, a teleclass from the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. Tammy and I are joining with Eric and Daniel to do this class. It's a fundraiser for the school. We're not getting paid anything to do this. We're just offering this and helping to raise funds for the school. And we'll be speculating on the intention, what this means, as well as looking at some of the mythic stories that are connected to Venus and Mars together in the evening sky. And perhaps what would be the mythic story of Venus and Mars together with the Moon at third gate, Venus rising up from the underworld, Mars getting ready to go into the underworld. There are mythic stories that have been told around this, but what does that mean for us now at this time? So that is part of what we'll be looking at. And so Venus retrieving her personal power, doing ceremony, intention, prayer, journeying. This is going to be a really powerful time for that to happen as we are really coming into a time that is about each person coming into their greater sovereignty. So again, on the 20th, on the 20th, Venus, Moon, and Mars are in a circle of less than 2 degrees, a circle diameter of less than 2 degrees. And on the 21st, Venus and Mars are making their closest conjunction. And so they're the sacred union piece, this place of bringing together the sacred feminine and masculine in equal strength and power, not one more important or less important than the other, not the same, but of equal value and equal power. It's a very exciting time to really be an honor and as much as possible seeing Venus and Mars and the moon in the sky, or checking out the star maps and tuning in to see what this is for you personally.